Hi, put on a happy face. It's time for Love Workshop.
Say, Vern?
Yes?
Since we're still on vacation, I think it'd be childish for anyone to expect us to do a whole bunch of brand new material tonight.
Oh, right.
So I believe the alternatives are quite clear. They either get one of our phone calls...
Hey, Vern? Guess where I am?
Yeah, exactly. Or we give them a few of our classic comedy routines from earlier in the year.
Well, Vern, I'm torn between the two suggestions. Maybe we should get a third opinion from someone else.
Okay, who?
Guess.
Dan.
No, uh-uh.
Roger?
No. Good guess, though.
Linda.
No.
Bill.
No.
Karen?
No way,
Jill?
No, it's not Jill.
Beverly?
No, not even close.
John?
No, you're Mike? Not even close, Vern.
Mike? That's...
No, it's not Mike.
Barry?
No, it's not Barry, no way.
Greg?
No.
Tim?
Nope. Come on, guess. Guess, see if you can guess who it is.
Steve?
No, oh, come off of it.
Margaret?
No, it's not Margaret. Come on, guess who we should get that third opinion from.
Really stumped. Jack.
Look, I'll give you a hint. If you can guess where the person lives, you'll know immediately who it is.
Okay, Long Island.
Oh, come on, man. Not even close.
Tri-City Mall?
Uh-uh.
French Equatorial Africa?
No, not there.
Alberta?
Nope. No way, Vern.
Marseille?
Come on, Craig.
Madagascar?
Nope.
Oakland.
Come on, Craig. No way.
American Samoa?
No.
Paraguay?
No way. Come on, guess, Vern.
Nova Scotia?
Uh-uh.
Houston?
Come on, Craig. Guess.
Belgrade?
Uh-uh. Hey, everyone. There's a convenience market just around the corner.
Great, darling. Does everyone feel like a nice treat from the convenience market?
Sure do.
Oh, boy.
Okay, gang. Tell me what you want, and oh, darn, looks like it's closed.
Closed?
We want our snack. Come on, you guys.
Dear, the entire family is looking forward to a snack.
Well, then, we'll just have to find another convenience market. That's all there is to it.
Quiet down, children. You woke up the baby.
Well, here's another convenience market, and it appears to be closed, too.
Now what are we going to do, Dad?
I don't know, everyone. I think we're out of gas.
Well, do something, dear. We want our snack.
Payday in my purse, Ma. Maybe we can give it to the baby until we find another convenience market.
But does the baby like paydays?
Well, normally she gets a big hunk, but I guess we'll have to take a chance.
I'm calling. I want my snack.
Where's our snack, Dad?
Come on, Dad.
Where's our snack?
Oh, my God. The baby's blue.
Didn't like the payday, huh?
Guess not.
Where's our snack?
Where's our snack, Dad? Where's our snack? Come on, Dad.
Now, family, I know we're civilized Christian people, but this is a crisis, and we sometimes have to adapt to certain conditions in a different way than we're used to. Now, we're stranded at a closed convenience market that probably won't be open until morning, and we have no snacks. We'll have to eat the baby.
She isn't exactly a Snickers, but this is an emergency.
Yeah. How come the convenience market isn't open? I want my almond joy.
Darling, Junior's delirious. He's never liked Peter Paul products.
Dear Jesus, please let us find snacks soon. Please. I'm getting so weak and sleepy.
Oh, Dad, please help me find a snack.
Darling, you know what it's like to watch your own kids die with those confused, terrified eyes looking up at you with that last desperate plea for a snack that just isn't there?
Don't worry, dear. We're going to find the nicest convenience market in the world. You wait and see. With a complete Dolly Madison selection, including the miniature sugar donut pack and everything. Just wait and see.
Jim, it's cannibalism, all right. One of the few cases ever reported in this country. But I'd like you to withhold judgment until after you hear this tape recording made by Mr. Johnson just before the end.
I feel so responsible. We've had so many snacks together. Everybody had their favorite. Mine is peanut M&Ms with a red Fanta. Not anymore, though. The convenience market is closed. My family is gone, and the convenience market is closed.
I have nothing to live for. Oh, my God.
It used to be so easy to select the ideal snack. The best brands were there, cold and hot. The Mexican repairman could open his donut pack, putting Pepsi and eat it on the spot. But that's all gone for now, Mr. Johnson. No more peanut M&Ms. The Fanta has gone dry. Life has passed you by. Everything is gone, Mr. Johnson.
Oh, no.
Success, Grog. A short time without the Circle K, and there will be chaos.
At last, the world is ours.
September 1st marks the dawn of a new era for the American woman.
American Woman's Credit and Trust, the nation's largest banking institution established by women for women, will open its doors Wednesday, September 1st at 14 convenient locations in the metropolitan Phoenix area. At last, the time has come when our American women may manage their financial affairs with the efficiency and dignity they have been denied for so many years. Take a look at what we have to offer, and then you decide. MLPP, Menstrual Loan Payment Protection. Because we're American Women's Credit and Trust, we understand the special stresses that time of the month can bring. So we'll simply forget any monthly loan payment that should happen to fall due during your period. It's on us, because we know how you feel. Take advantage of our Breast Cancer Club. We'll automatically deduct $1 from your checking account each month to help you save for your mastectomy, the easy way. And American Women's Credit and Trust always guarantees the difference. That means a gal who's accumulated $13 in her Breast Cancer Club account toward a $4,000 operation can expect a very nice $3,987 contribution from us. It's our way of saying thank you for joining the Breast Cancer Club. Compare our services with any other bank, and then you decide. Interest-free women's car loans, 7-day 1,000% interest, time-saving certificates for women, and so very much more.
Because you're a woman, American woman's credit and trust is here.
Member FDCID.
Vern, I have a letter here from Shecky Hallenberg, general manager of KDKB. So I'll just go ahead and run through it very quickly so we can get back to our vacation.
Well, okay.
Dear Vern and Craig, we are not paying you to be rerunning old material. This station expects quality for its entertainment dollar. This slack attitude of yours is just the kind of thing that lands KDKB employees on the street, if you know what I mean. I demand performance. I am not running a charity ward here. Also, I might add that an invitation to be on your show wouldn't hurt your position here. I know a great number of jokes, and I have a large wallet full of money that the audience might enjoy. I am Shecky Hallenberg. I own you, and don't forget it. Sincerely, Shecky Hallenberg.
Nice letter, Mr. Hallenberg.
Good night, Vern.
Good night, Craig.
That's us.
Craig Vern and Vern. Craig.